Head of the La Soufre monitoring team, Lloyd Lynch, said a significant amount of steaming continues to be observed at La Soufre. He said a four-member team is visiting the volcano today to tie up some loose ends to ensure that the station is transmitting information.
I could tell you that La Soufre has continued in the same vein in that low seismic activity. Still seeing a lot of steaming, and so we are going up to tie up some loose ends on the mountain. We lost the opportunity to go up on the last day that we had the helicopter, so we weren't able to go in and make some last minute connections. So a four-man team is going up to see if we can make it up as quickly as possible, get that station transmitting, and head back down the hill.
Mr. Lynch said because the volcano is an open system, the gas reading will remain high for some time.
The gas reading is expected to take quite a while to go back down because we have an open system. It's not plugged. So yes, we do expect it to remain high for a while, but eventually the system will decline. The gas will decline. We don't know how long it will take, but certainly we expect it to. If we see an increase, that usually is not a good indicator, but we do expect it to take a while to decline because we have an open system.
And Mr. Lynch said the activity at the volcano is now described as restless in comparison to the pre-explosive phase.
Right, so it's restless from the standpoint that when you compare the level of activity with the pre-eruptive state, seismicity is still relatively higher than what we used to see before. We used to see sometimes two, sometimes one event every 2 weeks, sometimes one event a month. Now we are at a state where we are seeing 10, 13 events per day. So relatively, the seismicity is above normal. Gas, we were not able to detect any sulfur dioxide before the eruption. You need to go into the crater and actually take the gases from the actual vents. Now you can fly or sail 4 kilometers offshore and detect gases. So from that standpoint also, the volcano is restless.
That was head of the La Soufre monitoring team, Lloyd Lynch. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufre volcano update.